Northern MLA Doyle Vermette is questioning why the government defeated an NDP bill calling for the creation of a suicide prevention strategy. The provincial auditor found that suicide was the leading cause of death in the north. Vermette says the government needs to answer for what it did.
Premier Moe and government of Saskatchewan, why didn't you support this bill? There was nothing in it that we could not have worked together on. Nothing.
The government says the NDP bill calls on the government to take actions, which it is doing through its own suicide prevention plan reached in May. One person has been charged after Pelican Narrows RCMP say they intercepted a large shipment of illegal alcohol. On Saturday, Mounties received information that a vehicle would be traveling to the community with a large amount of alcohol for resale. Pelican Narrows RCMP located the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. The driver was advised she was under investigation for bootlegging and consented to have the vehicle searched. Investigators say they found 32 60-ounce bottles of hard liquor and 164 cans of beer. She was charged under the Alcohol and Gaming Regulations Act. The driver is scheduled to appear in court in October in Pelican Narrows. A Canadian Rangers patrol group in LaRange was called into action on Friday to assist the RCMP in the search for a missing 14-year-old boy. The youth had been traveling in the area of Big Stone Road on the Lac La Ronge Indian Band and had not been seen since around 4 p.m. A search was organized and the youth was located around 10:15 that evening. He was not seriously injured and was taken to his family. Mounties say the Rangers are familiar with the area and were able to gather a large number of searchers quickly. Acting La Ronge Detachment Commander Josh Hallett says it was important to locate the youth before dark since he had no overnight supplies or equipment. Saskatchewan RCMP officials say federal privacy laws are the reason for the National Force the National Force can't participate in a new measure to protect potential victims against domestic violence. Justice Minister Don Morgan says he's disappointed the RCMP informed them last week it won't be following Clare's Law. The new legislation allows police to warn someone about their partner's violent history.
We were caught off guard that they went ahead with this a week ago and said, no, we're not participating. After a year-long process where you go through, you develop the protocols.
Morgan says he wrote to the federal public safety minister asking the decision be reviewed. The Native Women's Association of Canada is urging the RCMP to quickly take steps, including equipping Mounties with body cameras. The association is also calling on the force to make nonviolent apprehension the imperative when a suspect has no gun. It also wants to see social workers, health professionals, or elders called when an Indigenous person is suffering a mental health crisis. NWAC says the goal is to end what it calls needless killing and assaults by police. The Commons Public Safety Committee, meanwhile, is meeting this afternoon to discuss a possible national study on systemic racism in policing. New Democrat MP Jack Harris wants the committee to hear from RCMP Commissioner Brenda Luckey and Public Safety Minister Bill Blair. Luckey recently stated she was struggling with the notion of systemic racism in the force, only to do an about-face days later and acknowledge its existence. The discussion follows several recent deaths during police welfare checks. The Senate's Ethics Committee says Senator Lynn Bayak has completed anti-racism training and apologized for posting offensive letters about Indigenous peoples on her website. The letters were posted in response to a 2017 speech in which Bayak argued that residential schools did a lot of good for Indigenous children, although many suffered physical and sexual abuse and thousands died of disease and malnutrition. The committee says Bayak has acknowledged the wrongs of her past conduct and it's recommending the Senate lift her suspension. The federal government will go back to using the competitive bid process to get protective equipment needed for COVID-19. Procurement Minister Anita Anand says 9 more cargo planes carrying supplies such as gloves, gowns, and masks have arrived in the past week.
This week, an additional 9 cargo planes chartered by Canada brought home much-needed supplies, such as gloves, gowns, and masks. This brings our total to 78 plane loads of supplies received to date.
Anand says another shipment of hand sanitizer, the country's 13th, arrived at the port of Vancouver in recent days. And a new poll suggests 2/3 of Canadians don't want to relax physical distancing rules during the pandemic.
66% of respondents to the poll conducted by Leger and the Association for Canadian Studies said 2 meters should remain the safe distance kept between people. Just 12% favored reducing the distance to 1.5 meters, as is required in many European countries. And if the physical distancing rule was reduced to 1 meter, 40% said they'd be comfortable dining in a restaurant. But just 28% said they'd go to a movie theater, 24% to a gym, and 21% to a bar or nightclub. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.